Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
April 28th, I can confirm that the Philadelphia Eagles will be here at the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. I know there was a lot of fake news about an invitation that wasn't sent or was sent. We want to correct the record. We sent an invitation. They enthusiastically accepted, and you will see them here on April 28th. And lastly, on...
All right, that's Caroline Levitt telling us, yes, the Eagles will be going there. I am still... stunned by this, and you could it'll be interesting to see how Philadelphia reacts to this. The Eagles are golden, you know, when you win in the manner that they did, or will there be criticism? How will Trump react? Well, he said very good things about them and how dominant they were in the Super Bowl. So we'll see how it plays out, but it's true. I predict it. No way. They're not going to do it. All these back and forth people saying it's a done deal. Why don't they go publicly and say it? Now she just said it, and they actually have the date. So this all appears as if it's going to happen. I think that most of these, I don't remember any where there's been trouble per se, other than some players not going. So do you think... all Eagles will go. That's an ex-bridge. And Henry, you're probably going to say yes. I'm going to say no.
I think maybe some Eagles skip out now that they're just not on the team anymore. I feel like we lost half the defense.
I meant people that are actually on the team at that point. They'll all go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, they're still part of the team. They won the championship.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying they departed the team via free agency.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how that works either. I think anyone who, I think they'll have full attendance. I do.
Okay. All right. And Dan, you're in that camp too, full attendance?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I think they're going to have a fully unanimous trip there. I think if there are players against Trump, which I'm sure there are, I think you got to first respect the office, but doesn't that give them some face time with the president to express their opinion? Maybe?
Well, that's I remember way back when not overrated as a player. I think he was a great player, maybe even underrated as a player. Malcolm Jenkins was saying all these things, and we would have loved to get him on. He would have been worth 3 hours in studio then, and here would have been his opportunity to make his point about criminal justice to Trump, of all people. Who I think Trump went overboard, and I think a lot of people think that Trump went overboard on the so-called criminal justice reform. I'm not supportive of some of the things that happened there. So how in the world would you say you couldn't talk to Trump, of all people, about criminal justice reform? He wants to hear stuff like that. All right, is Zen Honeycutt there? I'm alone. Okay, that's all right.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
All right,
yeah,
we'll check
as possible.
Well, we'll check in with her soon enough here. So we've had great calls today that this is the fifth anniversary, World COVID Day, and Spanish Flu Day, for some reason, both in the same day. About 5 years and still not a reckoning. How in the world, well, you can see by the media, I've read several publications today, and what they leave out, Pennsylvania, for example, we had to get two constitutional amendments to stop Wolf from what he was doing. That's what it took Republicans to do. Now how hard it is to get constitutional amendments. They basically limited the power of the government to have an unending emergency to keep everybody shut down. The other thing they're not emphasizing today, and it's in my bailiwick, other bailiwick, schools. The learning loss. I mean, America's public schools, by and large, were already, in many instances, sucked, pathetic. You know it, and I know it. And after this, the learning deficit, we have not had a Manhattan Project to bring us back from this. In fact, here is, this is cut 18, Dan, Randy Weingarten, public enemy number one, who wrote the memo, keep those schools closed, she told the CDC woman, or else, during the throes of COVID. She was on Morning Joe today, and she warned about a big danger that will happen if the Department of Education gets diminished or ultimately by Congress gets taken away. Listen to what she's fearful of. She's right to be fearful of this. Because this movement would free up America. This movement would liberate people, and she's not going to allow it.
We know, for example, what Texas would do.
Right.
They'll use it for vouchers. So they won't give it to the kids who have it now. They'll just give it for vouchers.
Catholic schools, religious schools.
And frankly, what we're seeing in all the programs that are now extant in terms of vouchers, they don't work for kids. They basically go right now, it becomes a tax credit for people who already are sending their kids to private schools. So it's income redistribution.
Can you imagine these poor kids and their parents trying to get out for one reason or another of these rotten schools? And she's afraid if the Department of Education goes away. Remember, it's a vehicle to dispense what the left wants. Money, threats, etc. Then places like Texas will put more into vouchers. Just think of how liberating this would be. Those that are left behind in the public schools, their parents, they want to stay there. Oh, well, we can't win everything, but we're going to win a lot of kids over. I'm watching now that this Palestinian activist, his deportation has been halted by a federal judge. I hope the Trump administration fights this up and down the line. This guy and people like him, not only do they have to go, but the Democrat Party has to be made to answer every chance we get. I realize the media, some of them don't have an appetite for this. How can you support a group? This guy represents Hamas and or other Islamic groups that are close to that or their driving force. Let's get rid of Western civilization. As he comes to this country to partake in all the goodies that are here, what would he replace it with? Sharia law. What else would he replace it with? He would replace it with diminishing women. That's exactly, to me, what all the cover-up and all the rest of the nonsense is. It's diminishing. Well, the women don't feel that way. That's fine. They have every right in America to cover up, to do all that, to be subservient. They have every right to do it. And we have every right to ask, why is it when it really comes to women, women in sports, they want to die on the hill of supporting people who are not women, going against women and taking away fairness in athletic competitions? Why is it they want to be supportive of a guy like this? Is it freedom of speech? No, what it comes down to, they're willing to die on the hill of a person who supports policies that are clear to me, that are anti-American, anti-Western civilization, and anti-woman in any real sense of how we see women. Of course, Columbia students now are rallying over the Gaza genocide and rallying over this guy as the federal judge has intervened here and has halted this deportation from this guy at Washington Square Park in New York, big rally as we speak. Who are these people rallying with them? Well, it shows you the difficulty. We have someone here who hates America, hates Western civilization, wants to completely destroy it, and he's here on a visa. We're even unclear if he's a student at Columbia anymore. And yet we're having federal judges and Democrats die on a hill to tell us what I've said about this. If we don't engage in it, we don't support free speech. Okay, coming up is we'll talk with, we'll talk with Zen Honeycutt, and we'll push Money Melody back to 2:30 today. You'll have a chance at that $50 Burger King card and all that aioli that you can muster up from it. But this story right here, you have people saying, I have a green card too. Am I next? Well, I don't know, buddy. If you support a terrorist group by law, you might be next. And then next and next and next. We're not going to be lectured to about the First Amendment by people who want to use it to take down this country. It's not a suicide pact. That's the best that I can say it on this. Well, we're constrained by that, so this guy can aid and abet what has been legally deemed a terrorist group. All right, we'll talk with Zen Honeycutt, founding director of Moms Across America, National Coalition of Unstoppable Moms, author of Unstoppable, and one of the biggest supporters of Make America Healthy Again. And then Money Melody, all straight ahead.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Money Melody at 2:30 today. Your calls first, though, at 855-839-1210. Zen Honeycutt, founding executive director of Moms Across America, National Coalition of Unstoppable Moms, and the author of Unstoppable, joined us once before because she was in a big piece about women who moved toward RFK Jr. and what he was proposing, and thus took another look at the Republican Party. How does that look now, post-election? Let's go back to Zen Honeycutt. Zen, welcome back to the show. So a question I have for you today is we start to see the genesis of what Kennedy's doing, meeting with these big food companies, et cetera. What is it that you would think would be a success for him and for what you stand for? What is it, if you could be specific, he should accomplish?
Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so glad you're covering this. What success would mean to me would be to get the toxins, both the ingredients and the contaminants, the things that are not supposed to be there, out of our food supply. That is the ultimate goal. And we are on the way to doing that. It was just announced today that Kennedy is closing the GRAS loophole, which means the program under the FDA called Generally Recognized as Safe is a program in which food companies can submit a document based on their, you know, about their ingredients that they're putting into food and saying, hey, guess what? Here's an ingredient. It's generally recognized as safe because X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever studies that they have that they funded to show that. The problem with this program is that back in 1997, it was made voluntary. So no food companies have been required to even submit the actual ingredients in their food since then. So Kennedy is now closing that loophole, and we're on the way to having more transparency in our food supply and getting these toxins out of our food.
Now, that's something I certainly support. One argument they will make is, though, it's going to be very costly to do this. Have you guys investigated that?
Well, it doesn't seem like it would be more costly to me to simply not allow certain ingredients like carcinogenic red dye 40. We've gotten red dye 3. Well, it'll be out in 2 years. But why do we need red dye 40 when we have beet juice or carrot juice or, you know, other types of dyes that are used in Europe? Kellogg's is making the same foods in Europe as they are here. They're just using toxic chemicals here. So they have the capability. And if it does cost a little bit more, then maybe the CEO shouldn't make $50 million a year. Maybe they could make $40
million. Well, the other argument is it's going to take a period of time. And again, we're going to see with beef tallow versus seed oil, with Steak and Shake and others, to adjust Americans' palate. In other words, we've gotten used to this. Now, maybe with kids starting out fresh, that would be different. But what's the response to saying, well, these food companies know they've gotten Americans hooked on the amount of sugar. I'm not sure how the dye works to hook them. And getting that out is going to be very tough. Americans are going to say, this doesn't taste right.
I don't know about that. I think that beef tallow, the original French fries cooked by McDonald's, were cooked in beef tallow, and they tasted great. And since then, they've used seed oils that have flavorings of beef tallow. So why not just have the beef tallow? But I would urge people to keep in mind that needs to be beef tallow from grass-fed, grass-finished cows and not fed GMO grain sprayed with glyphosate or from confined animal feeding operations, right, where they are injected with antibiotics and all that, because then you're going to have beef tallow that's high in heavy metals, antibiotics. There's also beef tallow that has deodorizers in it. And, you know, it's just there's toxic chemicals in there. So once again, we have to read the labels of this beef tallow and make sure it's 100% only beef tallow, not deodorizers, and ideally from grass-fed finished cows. And as far as flavor goes, you know, a person's palate for sugar, and I saw this directly in my son who eats only organic whole foods, mostly plant-based. He does eat some meat now. But his appetite for sugar has dramatically diminished, and it only takes a couple weeks, maybe even for some people a week, to dramatically reduce their cravings for sugar. And you know why? Because it's the bacteria in the gut that are craving the sugar and or the salt or whatever. It's the bacteria in the gut that you're feeding that has the cravings for those particular foods. So it doesn't take very long to shift the palate. And if you're concerned about changes and people feeling inconvenienced or uncomfortable, I would urge you to consider that cancer is very uncomfortable.
Well,
and there's a lot of changes that you have to make.
One area here, you know, when we talk about farmers, is an area of contention. I get it with big agriculture doing the same thing for their benefit. It makes it more convenient, some of the things you talked about. But there is the average farmer, too. And their groups are kind of concerned of what it would be like for them. If it's as rigorous as I think you're talking about, for those farmers, it would be very difficult, is their argument.
So it would be a transition, but the difficulty that they would need to go through would, in the long run, be much better for them. Because what they're using right now, the glyphosate and the pesticides, all the different pesticides and fertilizers, are actually destroying their soil. And this has scientifically been proven over and over again. You use one pass of glyphosate, and it decreases the earthworm activity and the soil nutrient by 40%, one pass. And if you use just 1/40th of the amount of glyphosate, that's a drift level exposure, you're reducing the nutrient uptake into the shoot of the plant by 80 to 95%. So you're essentially growing nutrient-deficient junk food, and that plant has a weakened immune system. Those nutrients that I mentioned are magnesium, iron, and zinc. So that plant has a weakened immune system. Dr. Don Huber, who's a 60-year plant pathologist and a farmer, says that glyphosate essentially gives the plant AIDS. It gives it an autoimmune system problem, and that's why the normally harmless bacteria in the soil kills it. So any application of glyphosate, even a drift exposure, is causing American farmers to grow junk food, which then increases the pests that come to their crops
makes their farming more
difficult.
Don't we, maybe we expand so-called organic farming, things of that nature. People that engage farmers and do that can advertise that. That's where the thing is. But you want by law to stop them from doing this.
I want by law for no poisons to be allowed in our food supply. Now, it doesn't even have to be by law. The farmers could just stop doing this. And it doesn't even have to be USDA organic. It could just be organically grown. Our moms, when they look a farmer in the eye at the farmer's market and they ask, are you using glyphosate and other toxic chemicals? And they say no, they buy that food. They support the farmers that are not using the toxins. Doesn't have to be USDA organic. If we can look them in the eye and we can trust them, that's good on us. So, you know, Connecticut has a farmer's pledge. I trust that food. It's not USDA organic. They go beyond USDA organic. So we're just encouraging farmers to do what's best for their soil, what's best for their family members, their laborers, for themselves, and for the health of the crop, and to go completely non-toxic as far as the chemicals go, and no GMOs.
Okay.
And this is the type of farming that's happened for thousands of years. This is not a new thing.
Now,
this is what's been done for thousands of years.
Now, aside the food lane, I think is Kennedy's best lane. But the battle over autism and the look at that, the re-look we're going to have around this, what does your group say about that, Zen?
Oh, we're super excited about that. Kennedy is doing exactly what he said he would do. Trump is, you know, allowing him to do exactly what he said he would do. And what I'm excited about is that I just submitted to Kennedy and he sent it out to the entire, you know, HHS, NIH, documentation on glyphosate that has been found in all five childhood vaccines that we tested. And the one that had the highest amount, 25 times higher, was the MMR vaccine. And that MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella is the vaccine that Andy Wakefield got vilified over, saying that
he lost
his license.
Okay, well, I think Andy Wakefield has a lot to account for. I don't know in that specific.
He's exactly correct. What he said was that the vaccine caused gut dysbiosis. He didn't say it caused autism. But what we found with glyphosate in the MMR vaccine, 25 to 34 times higher than the other vaccines, is that that's exactly what it does. It causes gut dysbiosis.
So does your group advocate not vaccinating kids with that vaccine?
Absolutely not. It has not been shown to be safe to vaccinate. And we have found glyphosate in all childhood vaccines. So why would we recommend that? Until the vaccines are actually proven safe and effective, we wouldn't recommend them.
Okay, so that's what the recommendation would be, what you would be satisfied with Kennedy's legacy time there, that he removes that from the schedule of vaccines.
Well, I didn't say that. I said I want what they're doing right now is looking into them.
Okay.
And until they're proven safe and effective, yes, to not have them, recommended at all. I mean, I wouldn't have them. I personally wouldn't allow them on the market. If something's not safe and effective, why should it be on the market?
Well, this is a matter of, as we both know, big debate. I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a matter of huge debate that we're going to see during this. And I'm on board with him. Go ahead.
At the very least, they need to allow informed consent.
Of course.
They need to be informed of the side effects, and it needs to show on the label what the ingredients are in that product.
I would support that, without a doubt. Now, Zen, is there a website? Is there a place where people can go to see your group?
Yes, momsacrossamerica.org or .com. We have both of them. And Monday nights, we have Moms Connect calls. It's for mothers and others who want actions and solutions to create healthy communities. Monday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern
Zen,
time.
Thank you for coming back again. Hope to talk with you very soon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Zen Honeycutt here on Talk Radio 1210. For listeners, Dan, I don't know if that name rings a bell, but I'll just be clear. I heard what she recalculated talking about Wakefield, one of the most destructive figures imaginable from Great Britain. So I see that as consensus opinion on that. I wouldn't be citing that guy, but I heard her rebuttal on it. This is big stuff. That's why I wanted you to hear. I mean, what Kennedy's involved in here, one way or another, is as big almost as the presidency. You know how big defense, we know all that. But what he's engaged in, and some of this stuff is going to be, when we get to the details, with farmers, for example. I don't know how many farmers we have listening. We have quite a reach. Do you think farmers should be mandated along these lines? And we're not talking about big agriculture. We're talking about some that are the family farm, something of that nature, who also would be examined during this. All right, 855-839-1210, Dom's Money Melody, a little bit later today. That'll be at 2:30. But a lot of issues right here around coming up here around this guy being deported. I couldn't be more adamant. Rubio, the Secretary of State, has put out some of the propaganda he was involved in creating and putting out around Hamas, which is labeled by law a terrorist organization, aiding and abetting a terrorist organization. Well, don't you have a right to say that in America? You don't have a right here on a visa to push this toward aiding and abetting this. And you go around as your calling card saying you want to end Western civilization. You are suspect right here and right now. But Democrats want to continue down the lines of these two positions, the trans issue, and this guy has become now the centerpiece of this. By the way, we had a bit of an answer today from Congressman Muser on this auto pen that Joe Biden allegedly, somebody else probably used. Evidence was put out that Biden was vacationing. What else is new? While this was being signed in Washington. Some of this involves the pardons, and that would make those pardons null and void. Fauci, Liz Cheney, Hunter Biden, if signed by this auto pen, and it's, he said it's going to be hard to prove this stuff. But it gets to who was actually running the White House during this period of time and how much people like Jake Tapper and others have to account for. All right. Coming up, we'll have Dom's Money Melody. Phone lines are 855. Oh, okay. All right. Let's do Money Melody now.
It's Dom's Money Melody.
All right. Great prize today. We have a $50 gift card to Burger King. Coke Zero Sugar is now available at Burger King. Real Coca-Cola taste, zero sugar. Pair an ice-cold Coke Zero Sugar with the new Steakhouse Bacon Whopper sandwich with Swiss cheese, iconic A1 sauce, crispy onions, and peppercorn aioli, or other pronunciation.
Aioli.
Aioli. Available now for a limited time at participating Burger King restaurants. Okay, what do we have?
Yeah, Dom, so today we're asking stuff associated with California. Always a great song, California Dreamin'. We're going to play back a cover of California Dreaming done by a person who provided my mom her longtime perfume.
Okay.
Yeah, big clue today.
All right.
But this person started out as a singer, then moved into, well, more of a rapper, moved into the realm of acting, and occasionally puts out some tunes. Big, long list. Resume, man. Golden Globe, Primetime Emmy, Grammy Award. So we're looking for the cover artist today, Dom, singing California Dreamin' from a person who grew up in New Jersey and now lives in Beverly Hills, California. Take a listen.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be so safe and warm if I wasn't
there. So Dom, who is that voice? We're looking for the cover artist today to win that great $50 for Burger King.
Misses the rhythm of that song in my view.
Oh, come on. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah,
it's very jazzy.
Yeah, well, it may be jazzy. I just am not a fan of the original.
I'd like a little faster paced.
Yeah, up exactly. Yeah,
but the vocal styling is very good.
No, she's great, yeah. But I just don't think it fits after hearing that 500 times.
You can now find her, Dom, on network television.
All right, hit us with that and a $50 Burger King card you get, seed oil or not. 855-839-1210, your choice. Jump on board. Let's get a winner here coming up.
Money Melody.
Okay, side question today. California, something associated with it. This song is very, very California. Who is it that is covering it?
Such a winter's day. California, California dreaming. California dreaming.
All right, let's go to Julia in Telford. Julia, who's covering the song?
Gosh, it's sounding, when you played it right there, it's sounding like someone different than I was going to guess. I don't know which to pick now. Oh, man.
Think of the clues.
Trust your gut, Julia.
Yeah, go ahead, Julia.
It really sounds like, now it's sounding like Lady Gaga to me.
No, I think you may have told Henry the right answer, too. So we'll see. Danny in Center City. Danny, who's singing the song?
I'm taking a shot here. Dom, I'm going to go with Queen Latifah.
Yes, it is Queen Latifah, who I had on the show once. And
You did?
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
I forget
Dana?
If it was a book or what it was. She was in the news, too.
What did you guys talk about? Just the book? Or?
Yes, and she's a capitalist. So I said, we were going along fine, so I said, well, you're really a conservative based on these views. And then, it was difficult for her. Not in an emotional thing, but it was. I would say it was 10 to 12 years ago, maybe 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That sounds fascinating. Queen. I'd love to hear. To hear you go back and forth with Queen Latifah.
She was very much in the mode that time of not being the typical liberal, for want of a better term. I forget if it was a book or a women's seminar thing she was doing. I've had Mika Brzezinski on. That didn't go nearly as well, though. But
how did you address her?
Queen, of course.
Queen? You didn't call her Dana?
No.
Right. Or Miss Latifah?
No, I think I said I would always go with Queen in that type of thing, since that's the, if we're saying what her real name is or something, she's the Queen. Yeah,
Dana
she's
Elaine Owens, first ever hip-hop artist to receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Primetime Emmy Award winner, Grammy, Golden Globe, SAG Awards, Yeah, a great actress now playing the Equalizer on CBS.
The Equalizer's still on. Okay. Yeah, it may have been that, promoting a show.
Oh, yeah?
I could Google it, and I think I could find something that would indicate that. I remember it, and she couldn't quite go there. And I get it. You know, maybe that was too much billing to say conservative. But definitely, it was about capitalism and how capitalism shouldn't be run down and people doing it. She was in the news around that time with something like some self-help in addition to everything else. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, it was. She was very good.
And my mom does indeed wear her perfume last night.
Okay. By the way, speaking of all that, it is true from where I can tell today, and we don't eat a lot of eggs. I don't remember the last time we had to buy a dozen eggs. But egg prices have recently declined. They've gone down. I'm not going to be one of those guys saying it's all over with the egg thing, but there is a significant decrease in egg prices. Now, is this just due to the fact that we're starting to recoup the chickens, whatever? Are they doing anything else around this, removing some regulations here and there? But if Democrats can't talk about eggs, and then we're going to shift to other things in the grocery store. And that is a process that's going to be difficult. They caused it. When I look at Jersey and I hear these Democrats, Gottmeier, one of their leaders for governor, talking about the issue in Jersey is affordability. Well, yes, that's true. And that's why you can't be governor. That's why no Democrat should be in office. Everyone that you remove, you get closer toward affordability. Even the best of them are not going to make things affordable. They may not directly think they're doing that, but their policies end up doing it. So egg prices, and we'll monitor it each day to see where they go. The other thing that's been happening since we've been talking, the United States has restored military support and intelligence support for Ukraine, and Ukraine has told them, Rubio and Mike Waltz announcing it, they're on board with having a ceasefire now. They're in the ceasefire mode. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to do a ceasefire just willy-nilly, but apparently the Russians now are the party. Do they want to have a ceasefire now to start negotiations, to start that? This is big news that Ukraine is on board. I haven't seen them say, you know, we need all these conditions. Well, then, in fairness, is Putin up for a ceasefire now? Or does he need some conditions to have a ceasefire? You can make it limited for a month. I think they're going to meet in April, 2 months, and then go for whatever the negotiations start. I think the Trump administration is signaling this is good faith. They got what they wanted. They're restoring military support. I'm not sure, devil in the details, how much, but military support and also intelligence gathering support. That's good news. The ball's moving forward. Ukraine's Rubio in the news conference saying Ukraine's moving forward. That doesn't mean everything is fine, etc. We get that. Now the ball is in the Russians' court. Let's see what Putin says or what Putin does. Now, Putin won't go for a ceasefire. What's the objection? What needs to be done to get it? And I think that Trump could put harsher sanctions back on Russia if there's not some movement, say, within a week or so here. We're seeing some progress. This is the first time we've directly heard that what Ukraine has said has met the standard that Rubio and Waltz talking about today. That's good. All right, that's what everybody wants. Not just back and forth over Ukraine, Russia, getting a ceasefire, then getting the negotiation. And there are going to be sticky details there, without a doubt. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. People on Twitter objecting at a primary for Congressman Matt Massey in Kentucky. The dilemma is this. I think this guy is somebody who just can't vote for this continued government spending. He has objections to it. He's being told, though, you got to take one for the team. Think of Rand Paul. I would say he's even more Rand Paul than Rand Paul, or about equal. Can't vote for it. Every vote is going to be important today around 4 o'clock when they vote. Do they have enough to get over the finish line? President Trump saying, and I get this argument, Massey's got to be a team player on this or we ought to primary him. I don't think we ought to be primarying Massey at all. All right? But if they fail here to get this done, that is going to be a big sign of weakness. Democrats are going to keep their people in line. They're going to vote against this. They know the media will help them in saying that they didn't shut down the government, that somehow or another Republicans did it also. And what they want to cause if the government shuts down is pain. Remember the times when it did shut down? We did this story. We had someone call in about a tavern in downtown Philadelphia. I forget the name, whether it was the Old City Tavern. You know, the whole theme was connected to the founding fathers and everything else. They had a big party coming in, and they were told they had to shut down for safety reasons. No, they did it so that these average Americans couldn't make tips and wages. They were going to inflict pain. They also shut down Valley Forge Park. I went to a big rally there with a lot of people, very patriotic, that are listeners, and they actually walked, I think it was a couple of miles, in bare feet, kind of revisiting what people did at Valley Forge. They had no shoes that winter, et cetera. Now, it wasn't winter, but it was not very warm out. So this is what you'll see on Saturday, Democrats trying to inflict pain while not taking any of the burden of a government shutdown. Hard to tell based upon hearing our guest today, Dan Muser, whether or not they have the votes. He did say he thinks they'll get it through, but there are a few people reluctant. Are they grandstanders or people of principle? It depends. I think Massey is a person of principle. He's got a very much a Rand Paul approach. The argument is, though, you got to take it for the team on this one. Bigger battles ahead. We got to get this done to move forward to get to that reconciliation bill. And then you need seven Democrats in the Senate to keep the government open. I'm not hopeful they'll do that. I think that's where the shutdown will happen. All right, lightning round next. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that is right. Hit us with something associated with California. But I want to go to John in Westchester because this is really important. It's a vote or two today will determine whether we move forward or we have a shutdown blamed on the House. Let's go to John in Westchester. All right, John, what do you think of Massey?
Good afternoon, Dom.
Good afternoon.
Dan and Henry. Yes, real quick. I have a lot of respect for Congressman Massey, and having grown up in Kentucky, I can understand a lot of his ideology or thoughts. But here's the problem. If they let Thomas Massey write the next bill all by himself and put everything that he wants in there, he'd be the only person that would vote for it. Nobody else would vote for the bill. So it's great to make a stand, but the whole purpose of our Congress is there has to be compromise, and he is too uncompromising to be of value to the Republicans in a time when you only have a one or two person majority until we can get some of these other, people that were taken out of Congress and put into the administration.
Yeah, and I think what will be an illustration of what you're talking about, I think Rand Paul on the Senate side will vote for this. If he doesn't, then that's even more problematic because there we got to get seven Democrats too.
But I think Rand Paul would vote for it because he is much more amenable to understanding the conditions that are currently, afflicting Congress, the House, and the President. I mean, some of these things have to get done. You can play around, and, every time the Democrats put the Republicans in position of having to vote to maintain, to get a continuous resolution going, the Republicans always cave. Democrats never cave. So you know what? Sometimes being a Republican means you've got to stand up and just say, fine.
Yeah, and again, I would use the Rand Paul with most of us, probably you included, is pure on these things, if he goes with it, sure, he's seeing the bigger battle coming up. Now, if Rand Paul votes against it, then you and I have to have another conversation about this. I would agree, particularly when we're down to how close this is going to be. All right, what's your California association?
My California association is Ronald Reagan, president of the Screen Actors Guild, Hollywood, former governor of California, and had his ranch there, and that's where his resident or his retirement was, and also where he would go for a break from Washington, D.C.
Absolutely. Go there if you have a chance. I broadcast from the Reagan Library. It's the what is it, the mountains, the sea, and the land, the three things he wanted there. It's a beautifully done presidential library. Gary,
the women, the weed, and the... that's not what he said.
No, it's not. It's not with Reagan. And the picture of him on the horse with the cowboy hat on outside is really well done. Gary in Newtown. All right, Gary, what do you have today?
I will ditto you, Don, and say it's a must to go visit the Ronald Reagan Museum. And while you're there, go see what most people would, when they look at T-shirts, the real name is Half Dome. It's Yosemite National Park. It's 8 miles to it, 1 mile in elevation, and 8 miles back. It takes about 12 hours to walk.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
It's a long walk.
Yeah. Dave in Oakland. Dave, what's California? What are you pitching here?
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
They're the quintessential California band, you think?
No, but they started in California, and probably nobody really knows that.
I did not know that.
I didn't know.
I wouldn't associate with them with that.
San Francisco.
All right, we'll put that in. Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours today?
Despite what the California Tourism Bureau tells you, bad weather. It's attributed to Mark Twain, but he never actually said it. He said that the coldest winter he ever spent was summer in San Francisco. If you don't have the fog, you have the smog. Right. I mean, if you head out west to Lancaster, you're going to fry out in the desert. And if you go if you head up north where it's colder, they have great ski resorts. If you don't mind 21 feet of snow every winter.
Well, we think of L.A. and San Diego, though, too. That kind of balances the weather there. There's pretty good weather there. Richard in Somerdale. All right, Rich, what's yours?
Hey, how you doing? I just want to say top five people in Congress, Senator Paul, I think he's fabulous.
Oh, anyway, I do, too. But you know what? He's the standard. If he votes for this, then I would say Massey should vote for it.
Yeah. Right. My California thing is the magnificent giant sequoia trees.
Okay. They are impressive. Joe in Exton. Didn't know he'd be a fan of this, though. Joe, what's your California?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
In the decade of the 1940s, a Californian by the name of Walter Disney came up with a brilliant idea and created single-handedly what was to become a booming cinematographic enterprise with animated figures such as Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, and Bugs Bunny.
All right, Joe, gotcha. Robert will squeeze in here.
It's more Florida than California at this point.
Well, the Florida one is the biggie now. It takes over. Robert and Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, what do you have today?
Hi, Dom, Dan. Good to talk to you guys today. I'll be very quick. $2.99 a gallon for the first time in 4 years up here in Ben Salem, Dom. I'm ecstatic.
We'll start the gas watch tomorrow. I'm putting it on my sheet for tomorrow. Where's the cheapest gas around? That's good news. I always love that. Yeah.
There's two gas stations up here, but my answer is gold. It's called the Golden State because of the 1848 gold rush, and it has the biggest resources of gold in the country outside of Alaska. So I will go with gold, and you guys have a great day.
All right. That's a pretty good one. Henry? No recency bias. What do you see over the grand scheme?
Yeah, I really liked Phil and Delaware's answer of the four seasons of Cali, smog, fires, earthquake, pot. I also like Richard and Westchester's answer of the Rose Bowl and all the pageantry that goes along with it.
Okay.
And Gary in Newtown, he didn't sell it like he sold it to me on the phone, but I'll sell it right now. Half Dome in Yosemite, that's where the North Face logo comes from. So I'm going to put that in there, too.
All right, Dan.
All those work for me, Dom.
Oh, all right. Those are the big three.
I like earthquakes, too, Joe and Columbus.
All right, so the Four Seasons of California was a pretty good call. Let's put him into the hat.
Phil goes in the
hat. Phil of Delaware, a new contestant into the hat. All right, we do it all again tomorrow. Richie always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.